Welcome in. Good morning. It's time for prayer time here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. We are a listener-supported broadcast service. WHCB exists because of God Himself and because of His wonderful grace in touching hearts and pocketbooks, and folks give as they're led by the very Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB. Without the gifts of God's people, we would not be on the air, and we would not broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And so if you are inclined, if you're directed by the Spirit of God to give to the work of WHCB, we would love for you to follow God's direction and to give as He would have you to give. Here's our address: WHCB 91.5 FM, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617. That's WHCB, P.O. Box 5, Blountville, Tennessee, 37617. And if you want to go online and find us there and correspond with us there or donate there, you can do that at whcbradio.org. That's whcbradio.org. And we thank you, thank you, thank you for your support. We thank you for your praying for us, thinking of us, giving to the work. Thank you so much. I want to share at least part of some things that were written by Samuel Bringle. Samuel Logan Bringle lived up to about 1935 or 36. He was born in 1860. He got saved, came to faith in Christ, and was called to preach, became a Methodist circuit preacher, and then went off to seminary. And after seminary, he was offered some very large Methodist churches because he was such a good preacher and a good student. He loved the Lord, and it was evident in his preaching. However, he became interested in the work of the Salvation Army. And so he had heard General Booth preach, and so he went over to England, and General Booth didn't like him very much, the story goes, because he had been out on his own preaching, and General Booth didn't think that he could adhere to the strict discipline of the Salvationist life. Brother Bringle proved Brother Booth to be incorrect. And over the lifetime that he had in the Salvation Army, he rose to the rank of commissioner, the only North American, the only U.S. citizen to ever get to that rank from the last thing that I had seen. And so he rose in rank as high as he could go within the Salvation Army. He was quite the preacher and quite the writer. And he wrote, one of his books that he wrote was a book called Helps to Holiness. I'm going to read a few things out of that today, and maybe even tomorrow. This is from the chapter The Heart of Jesus. And he began with poetry. Give me a heart like thine, by thy wonderful power, by thy grace every hour, give me a heart like thine. We sang that verse with all our might one morning in one of those hours of heart humbling and heart searching when I was a cadet in the training home for the Salvationists, and at least one of the cadets looked through the words and caught the spirit of the song. At the close of the meeting, he came to me with a serious look and a tone of earnest inquiry and asked, "Do we really mean it, that we can have a heart like his?" I told him that I was certain that we could, and that the dear Lord wanted to give us hearts just like His own, a humble, lowly, contrite heart, believing, true, and clean. A heart in every thought renewed, and full of love divine, perfect and right and pure and good, a copy, Lord, of Thee. Indeed, Jesus was firstborn among many brethren, there in Romans 8:29. He is our elder brother, and we are to be like him. 1 John 4:17 tells us, as he is, so are we in this world. And 1 John 2:6 says, "He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he," that is, Christ, "walked." Now, it's impossible for us to walk like him, to live like him, unless we have a heart like his. We cannot bear the same kind of fruit unless we're the same kind of tree. So he wants to make us like himself. We judge trees by their fruit, and so we judge Jesus, and then we can find out what kind of heart he had. Well, we know he had a loving heart. He had a humble heart. He had a meek and gentle heart. We find in Christ love. Jesus had a loving heart. He bore the precious, perfect fruit of perfect love. There was no hatred with him. There was no venom in his love, no spite in his love, no selfishness. Christ loved his enemies and prayed for those who would murder him. It was not a fickle love turning about every new moon, but a changeless, eternal love. Jeremiah 31:3 has God saying, "I have loved thee with an everlasting love." Oh, glory to God! How marvelous it is! And it's just this kind of love that he wants us to have. Listen when he says there in John 13:34, "A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you." If we examine love to find that it includes all the other graces, but we look into the heart of Jesus for more. And we'll have to wait until tomorrow to do that very thing. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for this morning. Thank you for the thoughts of this morning. Thank you for this call from Scripture for us to have a heart like Jesus had and to be like our Master. Help us today to serve you properly. We thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank you for the indwelling of your Holy Spirit, and we ask that your Holy Spirit would guide us and teach us and bless us in your service. Now, we do ask for your provision, and we thank you for it, and we do that in Jesus' name. Amen.